The time is 1965. We're on a vast concrete runway set in the desert of the Southwest. A giant metal ship stands before us, prow pointed for the stars. And in 5 minutes, the signal will flash, and it will tear up through the atmosphere to the outer limit.
Attention, attention. Clear field for takeoff.
5 minutes, Steve.
Clear field right. For takeoff.
Warm her up, Charlie.
All right, now turn it over.
I want to go over procedure again, Steve.
Don't worry, I've got it straight.
Just make sure.
Okay, I take her up on jets to 50,000, and then I cut in the rockets.
No, lower, or your tail blast will blow out 3 counties.
I climb 4 minutes on rockets, and then start maneuver tests.
Remember that, no more than 4 minutes.
Right.
This ship isn't like those strato rockets you've been testing. She's the first one built for outer space. If she works, we can go clear to the moon.
If I'd known that, I'd have brought my toothbrush.
Well, not this trip. Now get this, Steve. You've got power there to clear the Earth's gravitational field. But remember, after you cut in the rockets, you've only got 10 minutes of fuel. If you go beyond the outer limit and don't save fuel for the return...
I know. I won't get down again.
That's right, Steve. You'll drift off into outer space. Get that now? 10 minutes, fuel.
Gotcha.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, this project is a lot more important than the cosmic ray bomb they're testing out in the Pacific tonight.
Well, Security Commission brass doesn't think so. I don't see any undersecretaries under anything.
Don't worry. In the long run, our ship will make the CR bomb back page stuff. But in the meantime, it's just as dangerous. Remember, half the principles on the ship are pure theory, Steve. Slide rule stuff. If anything goes wrong, we may have to scrape you off the landscape with a soup spoon.
You have a charming sense of humor.
Now here's what I'm getting at. We're risking your neck on this test. If anything blows, we don't want the next man to pull the same mistake.
I know, Hank.
So keep your mic open and keep talking. If anything goes wrong, we want to know exactly why. And we won't be able to ask you. Let us know before you pull every switch. Before you do anything. You got that?
Yeah.
Even if you only have to blow your nose.
Alright, now get those fuel lines away.
Well, I guess that's about all, Steve.
That reminds me. Look, Mary calls. I'm just up for a milk run. I didn't tell her today was it.
How is she?
She's okay, but she's due about now, and I don't want her to be nervous.
Hey, I didn't know the baby was that close.
Yeah.
Steve, I really ought to be sending a single man on this job.
What? And cut me out of a soft paycheck? Forget it, Hank. You know you can't get anybody else who can take 15 G's acceleration when those rockets cut in?
Yeah, I know. It's time, Steve.
Yeah. Well, see you later. Don't worry, Hank. I'll sweat for the both of us. Button her up, Charlie.
All right.
So long, Hank.
So long. We'll give you the light from control.
X2R to control. X2R to control. Are you there yet? Hank?
Okay, Steve. Got you on the speaker. I'm ready to go.
Mr. Hansen?
Ready on radar, Sergeant?
Check.
Mr. Hansen, you'd better see this.
What is it, Elsie?
Message sent in for Steve. Mrs. Weston just left for the hospital.
What? Hello, Steve?
What?
Stand by a minute.
Shall we hold the takeoff, Mr. Hansen?
What? Yes. No, wait a minute. It's too late now.
Aren't you going to tell him?
Maybe he's got enough to worry about.
Hey, what's holding us up, Hank? Something on your mind?
No, it's nothing, Steve. I just wanted to say good luck. Clear for takeoff, Charlie?
Check.
Okay, give him the light. Alright, Steve, I'm reading you clear.
I'm at 40,000, airspeed 600. She's running fine. The soundproofing works. There's a third degree waver in the AGY pressure.
Got that, Charlie?
Check.
Dead center on radar, Mr. Hansen.
50,000 now. Cutting out the port jet. Now the starboard. I'm off jets. Airspeed dropping. Opening the rocket selects. The switch sticks a little, Charlie. Actually out the hull. Pressure is 350. All right now, I'm advancing the ignition key. Here goes rocket one.
Steve, you all right?
Yeah, feels like somebody slugged me with a sledgehammer. Airspeed now at 1200. Here goes number two.
Hello, Steve. Elapsed rocket time is now 4 minutes. What's your altitude? Over to you.
Speed 4400. Still climbing. Altitude 297 miles.
All right, you're at the outer limit. Level off for a maneuver test. You've got exactly 6 minutes fuel left.
Okay. Starting 3 degree left bank. It's a little sluggish. There, it's all right now. There's a low vibration someplace. Maybe the cockpit hatch? Now I'm straightening it out.
5 minutes fuel left.
Now I'm starting at a 3 degree right. Hey!
What's the matter? What's wrong?
There's something up here. Something shiny.
What are you talking about?
There's something above me, Hank. I'm gonna chase it.
Steve, you're at the outer limit now.
I can see it plain now.
Steve, don't go any higher. You've only got 4 minutes left.
It's dead ahead now. I'm gonna make a pass at it and get a good look. Hey, it's swerving at me. It's dead ahead now. It's dead.
Hello? Hello, Steve. Steve, come in.
9 minutes, fuel's gone.
No sign on radar.
Hello? Hello, Steve? Steve, what's happened? Charlie, get out the crash squad. Tell the Army squadron to alert the search planes.
9.5
right.
Minutes.
Hello? Hello, Steve?
Hello?
What's happened?
Charlie Clapper here for Mr.
Where the
Hansen.
Devil is he?
We need a crash squadron ASAP.
Hello, come in, Steve. Come
no,
in.
Mr. Hansen's busy right now.
Hello? Hello, Steve?
10 minutes, Mr. Hansen. That's the end of his fuel.
How long has it been now?
10 hours, Mr. Hansen.
Nothing more on radar, Sergeant?
Screen's blank.
Colonel Corelli called in. Search planes are back. They didn't find anything.
There should be some traces.
He couldn't have bailed out, could he?
You don't hit the silk at 4,400 miles an hour. He either went past the outer limit and ran out of fuel, or something blew, and we'll find the pieces scattered from here to the coast. Why does it have to be the best man?
I'll get it. Control?
Charlie?
Yes, I'll take it.
Charlie, you know we've got to figure out what was wrong.
Is that so?
Something must have blown.
All right, I'll tell him. Mr. Hansen?
Yes?
There's a message from Northside Hospital for Steve. Mrs. Weston's fine. It's a boy.
Thank you, Elsie. It's a boy, Charlie.
Oh.
He didn't even know she went to the hospital. How am I going to tell Mary that?
It wasn't your fault, Mr. Hansen. That ship had to be tested.
Yeah, and we'll build another one, and some flying fool will shoot past the outer limit into outer space. Oh, I'm getting old, Charlie. You can remember when I used to take them up myself. Now I've got to send other men.
It's a job, Mr. Hansen.
Now I'm afraid every time I hear the jet go off, every time I have to send someone up in a new model, I start to sweat.
Mr. Hansen.
Yeah?
I think there's something on radar.
No flights scheduled in, are there, Elsie?
We have the whole day cleared.
It's coming in behind us. Here it comes over the building.
What crazy jockey is buzzing over this field like that? Is that an Army plane, Charlie?
Oh, can't say.
It's turning.
Charlie, alert the field. I know that engine. Steve.
Well, that's impossible. Well, that's his ship.
It can't be.
Well, there's no other model like it. It's Steve, all right. He's coming in.
Thank God. Thank God. All right, sit down, Steve. The quicker we get this done, the quicker you get to see Mary and the baby.
Hank.
Elsie, give the order to check and refuel the rockets. I don't want anybody in here until I get Steve's reports. Bury any calls. All right, let's have it. What the devil happened to you?
Does that cosmic ray bomb still go off tonight?
What are you talking about? Strain out, Steve. Where have you been for the last 10 hours?
Listen, Hank. There's something more...
Come on now. I've got to get a report on the screen to Washington, so let's have it. I've got to know how you stretch 10 minutes of fuel to keep you in the air for 10 hours.
Now one thing, before I talk.
Look, Steve.
Have the Geiger men run over the ship before they refuel.
What'd you run into?
So help me, Hank, I don't know. We better check and make sure it isn't radioactive.
Elsie, add a Geiger report to the standard check. Steve, maybe we'd better have the doc look you over, too.
No, I'll be all right. They said I'll be all right.
They? Look, son, I know you've had a tough time, but we've had this field on alert for 10 hours. One of the Army boys cracked up looking for you, and he's hurt bad. So let's have the story. Let's have it straight.
I don't know how to tell you. Hank, I saw something up there.
At 300 miles?
I chased something up there, Hank, and I caught it.
Now don't hand me that.
Listen to me. I was cruising along just starting the right bank when I spotted something. Must have been going about half my speed. It was egg-shaped and smooth. I made a pass at it, and I was coming back for another, and then there was a humming sound.
Humming?
Sort of vibration, and I blacked out. I was headed straight forward at 4,400 miles an hour. I thought it was going to be the biggest smash since Hiroshima. And, Hank, is there a drink in that bottle?
Never mind that, Steve. What happened?
I came to, inside their ship.
Uh-huh. Steve, this whole thing's been a devil of a strain on you. I'm going to call Major Donaldson from the Army base. Ask him to sit in.
Psychiatrist? Yeah, that's a good idea. Let him run his tests. They'll tell you I'm not kidding. Because, Hank, unless I miss my guess, I've just been tipped off the way the world ends.
All right, Mr. Winston, suppose you continue your story.
Yes, let's have it, Steve. You woke up inside this ship.
Yes, and, the place was a jam with machinery. Dials, blinkers. I couldn't recognize anything.
And you were surrounded by these men from Mars?
I didn't say they were from Mars. I didn't even say they were men. I couldn't see them clearly. They were just there.
Where did they come from, then?
Another galaxy, millions of miles outside our solar system. That's all I know. You figure out where they came from.
And they came all that distance to find the Earth?
Yes.
They tell you that?
Yes.
You mean they spoke English to you?
No, they didn't. That's funny. They didn't really speak to me at all. They just planted the thoughts in my mind.
You mean thought transference? Telepathy?
That's right.
Well, Steve, what brought them here?
We did, Hank. We rang their bell. We brought them in.
Well, how?
With our atomic explosions. Hank, that's why we got to stop that bomb test tonight.
Oh, I give up.
Look, you've got to believe me, Hank. How can I make you understand?
Will you submit to narcopsychometry?
What's that?
Under proper drugs, I can put you back in this ship by suggestion. Then we can get a playback record of your memory pattern on the audio circuit.
How long will that take?
Half an hour. We'll have to go up to the lab.
Would you believe me if it checks?
It will give us an accurate memory picture of what your mind reports.
All right, let's go. Hank, you've got to believe me. We haven't got much time.
You should be getting drowsy now. Count backwards from 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 6.
He's under. Now he attached the head plate electrodes. The cortical pickup. Look out for that wire, Mr. Hansen. 3-0 setting, 31.3. Now throw that switch, Mr. Hansen. I'll have to start him off by suggestion. All right, Steve. We're in your ship now. You're in the rocket.
Rocket.
You're in the rocket, and you've just sighted something strange.
Now I'm starting at a 3-degree right.
What's that?
Hey, there's something up here. Something shiny.
It's memory pattern. We're picking it up electronically.
Something above me. Hank, I'm gonna chase it.
It's piped through the audio circuits.
I'm getting static. I can't hear you, Hank.
This is where we lost contact with him.
I'm gonna make a pass at it, and, hey, it's swerving to meet me. It's dead ahead now. It's dead ahead.
Now what?
This is where he blacked out. There's no telling how long, minutes or hours.
What's that noise?
I don't know. Quiet.
Where... How did I get here? Who are you?
Is he seeing them?
Intergalactic Patrol? What's that?
What are they saying, Steve?
It's about nuclear fission. They know about it. They know the danger of it. Long ago, they had wars that almost destroyed them. And finally they learned. Now they've outlawed war.
Go on, Steve.
They patrol space. When their detector picks up an atomic explosion, they send a patrol.
What are they going to do?
They've quarantined us.
Quarantined?
They've isolated the Earth, because we don't know how to control ourselves yet. Until we learn, we'll be a menace to the whole universe.
What is this nonsense?
Quiet. How are they going to do it, Steve?
They've spread a lair out here of, I don't know what they call it, all around the Earth. It's miles deep. When there's an atomic explosion on Earth, the radioactive particles will drift up to this lair and set off a chain reaction. It'll go around the world in microseconds, and that's the end.
The end? What's he?
Yes. Yes, I understand. I've got to bring back the warning. You're gonna put me back in my ship, to bring the warning.
Now what?
He's blacked out again. I guess that's all.
What does all that mean?
It's what he remembers.
You don't think that really happened?
No. The narcopsychometry circuits produce what he remembers. It just means that Steve believes this happened.
I don't like to see this. I've seen too many good test pilots snap. Steve is the best I've known. How bad do you think he is?
Frankly, outside of the presence of this well-organized hallucination, there's no sign of unbalance. It may not be too serious. If he had a more plausible story, I'd be inclined to believe him.
What? Why? Hank?
It's all right, boy.
Did you hear it, Hank? You understand?
Sure. We've been quarantined.
Let me give you something that will make you sleep, Steve.
But you don't understand. They fixed it so if we set off one more nuclear explosion, that'll be it.
Of course. Don't roll your sleeve down.
You don't believe me.
Now take it easy, Steve.
That test tonight. They're setting off the CR bomb. Hank, what time is it?
11:20.
Well, it's scheduled for midnight. Hank, we've got to stop that bomb.
Steve, let Donaldson give you the hypo.
Hank, you've got to believe me. I saw them. I got the warning. If we touch off that bomb tonight, it'll be the biggest galactic 4th of July of all time. The whole Earth will go up like a Roman candle. April 10th, 1965. The end.
Now look, Steve, you better calm down. Don't you want to see Mary and the baby? You've got a new son, remember?
Well, that's just it. I want to see my son. I want to see him live. If the bomb goes off... Hank, we've got to stop them.
Mr. Hansen, I think we'd better get over to the base hospital.
Hank, you've got to believe me.
Yeah, sure, Steve. Maybe there's something to it. Look, it's out of our hands. I'll put it in a report and send it to Washington in the morning.
In the morning? There isn't going to be any morning, Hank. Don't you understand? We've got to call Washington now. Get the head of security commissions and postpone that test.
Now, you know I can't do that, Steve. My neck'd be out a mile. Besides, this is 1965, not 45. 20 countries have atomic bombs now. What's the use of stopping just this one? The rest will keep right popping them off.
We'll have to call an international conference. Can't you understand, Hank? The first one that goes off finishes us. It's the end. They've given us the quarantine warning.
Steve, I think you better go with us to the base hospital.
But...
Look, Steve, we can call up for a detail if we have to.
All right. I don't need a straitjacket. I'll go with you.
That's the way, Steve. You'll probably feel better by morning. Let's go.
Well, Steve, tomorrow I'll drive you over to the hospital to see Mary and the kid.
Sure.
Look at the ship under the floodlights. Pretty, huh? He'll be flying here soon. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. What's she doing out on the line? They refuel her?
Yeah. We got Clausewitz coming in tomorrow from Denver for another test. Figure we'd give you the day off.
That's good. That's fine.
Steve, come back. Come on, Donaldson, Steve, wait. He's heading for the rocket. Look, there he goes up.
That crazy fool.
We can't get at him now. That covers armored glass.
He's waving.
Yeah, towards control. It's the radio. He means the radio. Come on.
I should have gotten help.
Good thing the radio's still hooked up here. Hello? Hello, Steve?
Listen to me, Hank. You gotta call Washington, now.
Come out of the rocket, Steve.
I'll call my medics.
Don't try anything, Hank. They refueled the rocket for tomorrow.
Take it easy, Steve.
You know what'll happen when I fire the rocket tubes down here?
Steve, don't.
It'll burn out every building for 5 miles. All of us in one big flash.
Steve, what do you want?
You've gotta stop that bomb. You've gotta call Washington right now.
They won't believe me.
You make that call, or I'll cut the rocket. Now I mean it, Hank. Now hook my screen to yours in parallel. I want to see exactly what you're doing.
All right. Now just don't fire those rockets.
Get going, Hank. We've got 12 minutes to make that call and stop that bomb.
All right. I'm making the parallel hookup right now. Donaldson, do you think he'll really blast?
I don't know. Up to now, I'd almost say it was normal, but now he's liable to do anything, Hanson.
Steve, you getting it on your screen?
Yeah. Now put that call through.
All right.
Operator?
Vice's screen to Washington.
The Vice's screen circuits are busy. Please try your call again in a half an hour.
This is Security Commission priority. Break in and get me a line.
Yes, sir. One moment, please.
10 minutes, Hank.
Listen, Steve, I'm trying.
They're ready to take your call, sir.
Security Commission 3, this is urgent. I want Undersecretary Herbert Ames.
Washington 3, one moment, please.
Hurry, will you?
One moment, please.
What time is it, Donaldson?
11:51.
Do you think he'll fire those rockets?
He might.
Washington.
This is Screen 3. Mr. Herbert Ames, please.
That is a coded exchange. I cannot accept your call without clearance.
Get it through, Hank.
Listen, Washington, put it through. This is Mr. Hanson at San Marco Air Base. This is a priority call. I'm coded.
One moment, please. I'll check your code number.
Get that through, Hank. That bomb goes off at 12.
Be reasonable, Steve.
Your call has cleared, San Marco. Washington, visit screen 3. Herbert Ames, please.
Security Commissioner Ames.
Listen, Ames.
Oh, hello, Hanson.
Ames, you gotta get me to the chief.
Are you kidding? He's at the test control room.
Yes, I know. But get him for me.
I can't take that responsibility.
Get that through, Hank, or I'll blast.
What's going on there?
Ames, my project has a high enough rating. This is a priority A call.
What? Okay, it's your neck. I'll try to get him for you. He's in the control room, so you have to switch off the screen and speaker and go on earphones. Too much going on in there. Security ruling.
You hear that, Steve? I've got to cut the incoming screen.
All right, but don't you try anything. 8 minutes, Hank.
Hello? Hello. What?
You got it, Hank?
Yes, this is Hanson at San Marco. No, sir. Priority A request to cancel the bomb test. No. No, I'm serious. This is deadly serious. We sent the X2 JTR up today to the outer limit. We uncovered evidence. Yes, on the automatic instruments. What's that? No possible chain reaction? No, I can't tell you the whole story. There isn't time here. Yes? Yes. I'll bring the readings into Washington in the morning. You've got to postpone the test till you see them. Look, I worked on contracts with Commission for 10 years. Yes, I have complete confidence in my information. You can record that. Yes, I'll call you back immediately. Goodbye.
Hank?
He's agreed to cancel, Steve. The bomb won't go off. You can come out of that ship.
Hank, I was scared. I was plain scared.
Easy now. It's all over. The bomb won't go off.
Thank God. Look, I want to see Mary and the baby. Can you get me transport now?
Wait a minute. It's almost 12. They won't let you in the hospital now.
I want to see the baby.
Sure you do, but you've been under a strain. We've got a shot for you here, Steve. It'll give you a good night's sleep. All right. Roll up your sleeve.
Yeah, Here.
There. That'll make you sleep. The sergeant will find you a bed.
Yes, sir. Come on, Mr. Weston.
Okay. Good night, Hank. I'm kind of beat. It's been a tough night.
It sure has. I thought for a minute he was going to blast those rockets and send us all to Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
Quite a stunt, getting the ray bomb test called off.
It isn't called off.
But the chief said...
Ames couldn't get the chief. I was talking to a dead circuit. Bomb goes off in a couple of minutes.
Oh, poor Steve. He was one of the best.
He was the best.
1 in 10 million. Some story of his, poor guy. For a while, he almost had me believing in that quarantine. That's a very common delusion, end of the world.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's a nice night. Never saw the stars so bright.
We'd better be getting in. That wind is cold.
That bomb goes off in 30 seconds. Poor Steve.
You know, Hanson, there's just one thing.
Yeah?
It's outside my field, but I'm curious. How did he keep that ship in the air for 10 hours with only 10 minutes fuel?